Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's how that works. Jeff Joniak joining us here in a moment. In just a moment.
I'm wondering how confident, you know, somebody said, oh, they've been listening to sports talk in Chicago, and the fans are oddly confident about this game. That surprises me.
Doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
Especially how bad Fields look. Like, what?
Doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
Why is that?
Because it's still a you will have a week to get ready. We did the same. First off, Justin Fields is head and shoulders, knees and toes better than Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel didn't do anything to get himself prepared. And we were all, Johnny can win this. Johnny can do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm using the worst scenario can for our situation here, just to put the shoe on the other foot. We were still hopeful the Browns could go out and win. This is hope springs anew. This is who they spent the 11th overall pick on, was for Justin Fields. So this is a big deal for them. I totally understand why they are confident that they can win in this football game. I don't think that they watched the Browns and Texans at all last week. I don't think they give a damn about anything about the Browns and Texans. It's just Justin Fields is starting. Justin Fields is new. He's young. He's fresh. He's athletic. He's fun. And Andy Dalton is just old hat. Andy Dalton to me, for Bears fans, would probably be the same thing for them the way I was watching the Texans last night. I actually got so mad. I got really viscerally angry at David Culley for punting. And first taking a penalty to back up to give himself more room to punt on the delay of game at the other team's 39. Could you imagine being in so real quick, could you imagine being an assistant coach for 40 years, getting your shot and doing that on the other inside the other team's 40? Like, that's what you do. Like, it looks like nothing to lose. You stopped learning everything you were going to learn about football in 1996. And then that's it. Cause that is a move you make in 1996. Oh, well, you know, offense is like, what are you doing? Especially his guy later on, somebody pointed it out to me. His kicker, Sly, hit a 54-yarder later on in the game. What are you doing?
It was ridiculous.
So,
I agree.
So for them, that's the equivalent. It's just old and boring, and it's like, it's more of the same. This guy's an also-ran. And then you got Justin Fields. And now all of a sudden there's a new exuberance and confidence with them. I totally understand. I'm picking the Browns to win. But yeah, of course you would understand why the Bears fans would be excited and why Bears radio and everybody over there at 670 The Score and everything would be really excited to see Justin Fields play and thinks that the Bears not only can win, but will win this game. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome on the voice of the Bears, Jeff Joniak, joining us on the show right now. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everything over there?
Not bad at all. How has that week been this last week with Bears fans? It seems that hope has sprung anew with them this week.
Well, you know, I keep telling people every single day that ever since that night in Cleveland, when he was the 11th pick in the draft and the Bears surprisingly moved up to get him, every single person you walk down the street with or, you know, run into or when's he playing? I did all of these, sponsor events during training camp, and I could barely get my monologue and get people cracking up before when's Justin starting? Come on, just tell me. You know, they think, you know, everybody knew, but now they're going to get their chance. So all those folks that wanted this to happen, unfortunately it happened due to injury with Andy Dalton, but Justin Fields gets his shot, and if you listen to his teammates and coaches and Matt Nagy talk about him ever since he got here, this should not be too big for Justin Fields. The reality is he's a rookie quarterback making his first NFL start in one of the toughest places to play in the NFL in a crazy Cleveland stadium, First Energy Stadium there in Cleveland. So it's going to be interesting to say the least, but poise comes to mind, calmness, that's exactly what everybody said consistently about him.
I'm curious about the type of offense we are going to see because a few years ago, You know, you guys had some success with Mitch Trubisky early on, despite his limitations. Do you think it'll look something like that on Sunday?
You know, they're different quarterbacks. Yeah, they both can move. They both can do play action and move the pocket and get out on the edge. But this guy is elite in that regard. So, you know, his speed, it's already, you know, as Matt likes to say, Matt Nagy, you feel it. You feel it as you watch tape. You feel it when you're live. And that's an element that it is really up to Matt Nagy to see if he can get him on the edge and get him on the move. And that's where some of the big plays might be able to happen against this Cleveland Browns defense. Obviously, they're very good stopping the run at this point, and the Bears want to run the ball as much as possible without overdoing it, I guess. That's been one criticism of Matt over the years, is that consistency in running the football. But the last six games last year, they did have Mitch Trubisky in there, and they ran the ball, and they did score points. I think they were sixth in the league over that stretch of scoring points. But that's been the big absence, is the lack of touchdowns over the course of the last couple of years, and it still is a problem at the moment until they get it fixed.
I really think Justin Fields can be frustrating for us on Sunday from a Browns perspective. We've not been good here on third down, stopping people on third down. I think what the opponents over the first 2 weeks have been 17-27 on third down against the Cleveland Browns, and Justin Fields is a guy who on third and four, I just assume if he can't find anybody, he's just going to tuck in and get you an easy first down, Jeff.
Right, more than capable of doing that. You know, the other thing, he's a big body. So that, I don't know if you guys watched the tape of the game at any stretch last week, but he put it away with a 10-yard scramble, and he was being chased down by Trey Hendrickson, and he's a big dude. He has some reach, and he latched onto him. But Justin's strong lower half, and he just kind of slid off of his lower legs. It did land awkwardly when he did it. He was going to go feet first slide, but that hit disallowed that. So, you know, he is a thick guy. He's not some, you know, little guy back there running around. He's not slightly built in any way. You know, people want to bring up Lamar Jackson, but I think they're two different body types. And I know, you know, I just went back and looked at it to see what you guys have done against Lamar Jackson, or at least last year anyway. Different defense, nine new starters and all. But, you know, he put up numbers that, you know, if the Bears do find a way to win, you know, those are some winning numbers there with his passing yards and but his ability to move. So that's something to keep an eye on. The Bears, you know, with Andy, and they had five first downs in the first 2 weeks scrambling, and that will be something. If you can get your quarterback, you know, get some first downs for you, move the sticks, that'll make the defense fall back on their heels a little bit.
One of the great voices in the NFL, Jeff Joniak, joining us on the show. You know, I've always looked at the Browns over the last 20 years now. Of when you're looking for a quarterback and your team's terrible, you're really not just looking for a quarterback after a while. You're looking for a savior. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield feels that way for a lot of fans. You know, it's been a little bit up and down, but there's been a lot more ups than downs recently. But the Bears, you know, they've been a very competitive team, even without a quote-unquote franchise quarterback. Have Bears fans felt the same way, or is it different where, hey, we're kind of looking at the overall team and the quarterback will fit in?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're not getting a ton of credit for going to the playoffs last year or being 8-8 the last 2 years. Here's what happened, in my opinion, Ken. 12-4 happened immediately. It was so much fun around here. Fans went crazy. New coach, new idea, very vibrant. Had all these different, you know, fun plays involving the defense. The defense itself was ferocious. Khalil Mack just got here. I mean, it was good times. And then the Bears celebrated their 100th anniversary. And so, and I was very much a part of that for a weekend that I'll never forget. Fans came out in mass, and it was incredible. All the ex-Bears coming in, and it was at the time when, okay, this is a great time to be a Bears fan right now. We're 12-4. We got all this. We got that. We're developing Mitch. And, you know, it was a clunker in terms of that. So some of that, you know, equity kind of has been lost. So Bears fans are fidgety right now. They're anxious. And this did help. Moving up, you know, that's the one thing. Everybody likes to open their trap about, you know, oh, you got to play him right away. And I get all that, okay? I get them all that. But Matt said they wanted to have a plan. He experienced it with Mahomes. They're different guys. They're different situations. I got it. But anytime, and I think you guys would agree, anytime you draft a player, regardless of round, particularly top 10, top 15, you better have a plan for him. So they had a plan for him. But they got him here. I mean, it was. I didn't expect that trade on draft night. I was hosting the draft night coverage. As the dominoes were falling, man, oh my God, I turned to Tom Thayer. I said, they're going to go and get Justin Fields. And I couldn't believe it. And I really don't think I sold it well enough when they did get him because I was shocked. So they had to maneuver quite a bit to get Justin Fields. So they got the guy. Now, I kept saying this, and I'm sure you guys agree. I'm old, okay? I'm the guy, get the ball out of my yard guy. I'm going to be 60 next year, so I'm feeling this a little bit with the youth of America. But, you know, don't spoil the stew. And I didn't want to rush Justin Fields. I was okay with a plan. I knew in my heart of hearts he was going to get packages of plays, and certainly that was the case in the first 2 weeks of the season. Then he wound up playing because Andy got hurt. But I just think, you know, with blitzes and things like that, you know, you got to feel it to get to know it. And I know there's an argument that you got to do it to get to know it, but, you know, you got 52 other guys there that want to win too. So I'm not saying they can't win with them, but we're going to find out a lot right away. And a lot of it has to do, obviously, with how Matt Nagy calls plays for this offense with Justin Fields operating it versus Andy Dalton.
I know that you're
sorry for the long-winded answer.
No, we love it. I work with Ken Carmen. It's okay. Hey, the defense has gotten to the quarterback a little bit so far this year. How would you compare this Bears defense right now? I know it's only been 2 weeks to the great defenses that we have come to know and expect from Chicago the last few years.
You know, yet to be determined. Here's the thing, though: there is capability here because of the names you have. You have star power in each level of the defense, and certainly down the middle of the defense, which is vitally important, in my opinion, still in the NFL. You got Akeem Hicks, who, when he wants to, good luck stopping him. He made a hit last week running from defensive tackle all the way to the far sideline, and he just destroyed him. I don't remember who it is now, but he destroyed him, and it just woke everybody up on defense, and he was growling literally like a bear. He looked like a bear. And then you got Roquan Smith, who is just coming into his own. I believe he's all-pro caliber, and he's starting to show it. Pick six last week, really smart, running the defense now. And Eddie Jackson, who's slipped in terms of his playmaking and tackling, and he had a bounce-back game last week, so hopefully that will continue on. He's a potential star player as well. With the ball in his hands, I call him Quick Six Jackson because, you know, he's putting the ball in the end zone. So that kind of dissipated here in the last couple of years. And then, we got a guy named Khalil Mack. So, you know, that's a star right there. And trying to I use the term with the new defensive coordinator, Sean Desai, on the coach's show on Monday. I said, you know, these are weapons, so how do you deploy them? It's different, you know, scheme, yes, but you got to deploy them. You got to cut them loose from the schemes that you're facing blocking-wise and deploy them. And so if they're all deployed and they're all, you know, rapidly flying around for the football or swarming as they did last week, good things are going to happen.
Jeff Joniak joining us on the show, one of the best voices in sports, Chicago Bears play-by-play voice. You know, David Montgomery had a great season last year. Actually, Lyman did hold the door open for him in Ames, Iowa earlier this college football season. What's been the difference? What was the difference from that rookie year to year two about how he blossomed for the Bears?
You know, opportunity knocks, and he is a unique guy. I talked about him on your Bally show down in Cleveland the other day. I'm an Iowa State grad, so I watched every snap of his college career, and I know people there. So he changed the culture there. You hear Matt Campbell talk about it all the time, and he would show up middle of the night working out, get guys with him, sometimes by himself. Just this determination of you're not putting me down to the ground without a gang of guys. And, you know, that's been the case. The guy works on his craft endlessly. There's videos out there out in West Suburban Chicago, in Burr Ridge. There's this math teacher at Hinsdale Central High School that, you know, opens up his backyard to David Montgomery and these footwork drills. You can understand why he moves like he does. His decision-making, his instincts, his start and stop, jab steps and getting to where he needs to get to, and he does not go down. He is great contact balance. Now, he's not Nick Chubb, obviously, but he does not have crazy speed, but yet on a 41-yard run on the first carry of the game in L.A., the first play of the season for him, he went 41 yards, and he ran almost 21 miles an hour, according to Next Gen Stats. So it's there, and he just is really determined.
So Ken and I went on a road trip a few weeks ago to Ames, Iowa.
Attaboy.
To watch a game. Yes, it was incredible. We had all access. It was
Which
amazing.
Game?
It was Northern Iowa. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, so, I sweated that one out, boys.
I know. So the atmosphere. Well, it's coaching. You know, we just got to work on the coaching. So I'm sorry.
What is your problem?
Campbell's whole family listens to the show.
Okay. Oh, I love Matt Campbell.
But
I don't want him to go anywhere.
No, he's staying right there. So halfway to the trip, obviously we stopped in Chicago. Kenny had never been to Chicago. The only thing we stopped at Al Cheval, we got a burger. Told him we had to do it.
Yeah, nice.
But we didn't get a chance to go to the Viagra Triangle. Can you tell Ken what we missed?
Jeff, you don't need to say
Well, we're in a pandemic, so it's quieted down quite a bit, Ken. So, yeah, it's some great people watching, obviously. You get a little table on the street, and you just watch life pass by. It is entertaining. I'll even recommend, first thing, I tell you, go brunch on a Sunday morning, grab a seat, and watch what rolls in, and you can listen to the conversations. Eavesdrop, you know, from the table to table, because it's you'll get a whole night's view and a pretty good show.
Jeff.
Pretty good show.
Thank you very much
very
for
diplomatic.
The advice.
Very good.
Thank you very much
All right,
for the
boys.
Time.
Take care. Thank you.
You too. Jeff Joniak joining us on the show, the voice of the Chicago Bears, one of the best voices in sports on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Fantastic as always, Tone. Boy almighty. Sam Monson going to join us coming up at 9:20 this morning. He absolutely loves what Baker Mayfield has done so far this year. Was loving him at the end of last year as well. We'll do that. And quarterback change in Columbus for this weekend. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.